Don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
All right, we are turning our attention now to our daily focus. It's a Friday and it's a conclusion of the whole matter. And the whole matter for our daily devotion was based on our children, helping kids. Today we'll be focusing on helping kids face life challenges with Pastor Carlos Chikumbirike. Am I let's try it again. Pastor Carlos Chikumbirike. There you go. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And good afternoon to all the listeners.
Now, the truth of the matter, Mfundisi, is that when we talk about life, it doesn't choose whether you're old or young, black or white, good or bad. Life can throw curveballs and faith can be the anchor kids need too. That's why I want us, as we conclude today's conversation, to discuss ways to install resilience through faith, equipping kids to handle life's ups and downs with grace and courage. And so my first question, Mfundisi, is how can Bible stories of perseverance in the Bible, encourage children to stay strong?
Ah, thank you. I think that's the reality of life, that life will not always be smooth and rosy.
Absolutely.
We need to teach our children and also have the confidence that all things work together for good. There are stories in the Bible that involve little children that were not very, very pleasant. But because God was in it, the ultimate end was quite noble. For example, parents should learn to teach their children the stories of Joseph. Joseph was the last born in a family of 12, I think.
It is Benjamin who was the last born.
Oh, yes. But, well, yeah, he was one of the youngest, second to Benjamin.
Right.
So Joseph was young, the bigger brothers. Hated him to the extent that they even let the story be told that he was sold to the Ishmaelites. Let the story be told that he was thrown into a pit by people that he loved. Because kids are going to face discrimination and hatred from those that they trust. Let the stories be told that even though he was sold away to a faraway land, God was with him. Because these kids are going to go to boarding school. To schools where parents are not there. And they may experience treatment that they are not used to. But let them know that God is there. And just like Joseph, if they are faithful to prayer, if they are faithful to the things that they were taught,
right,
God will send them through for them.
Right.
The same applies to the stories of the three Hebrew boys who were sold to Babylon as slaves. But God was with them until Daniel actually became employed in the state house,
yeah,
one of the highest offices of the land. So let children be told that unfavorable circumstances will happen. They are not the first. They have happened before to others. But if they are true to God and persistent in prayer, God will see them.
In what ways can prayer itself, prayer and trust in God, help children deal with disappointments?
God has a history of listening to children's prayers.
Aye.
He actually loves to listen to children pray. So parents should teach children how to pray. Remember, was it Priest Eli? Samuel was young.
Yeah.
And the priest was actually old.
Yeah.
But God bypassed the priest.
That's right.
To reach out to the child, Samuel.
Yeah.
Said, Samuel. And then Samuel, in innocence, ran to the priest. You called
Did
me.
You call me? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't call you. God is conscious of the existence of his kids. They need to be taught to have a living connection with God.
Hey. Okay.
So let children pray, because God wants to hear their prayers. God wants to talk to them as well. Sometimes, even when he's not ready to talk to, a certain scriptural passage says, treat these little ones with care.
Right.
Because their angels see the face of God every day.
Okay.
So sometimes the guardian angel for kids is ready to go with a report every single day. Something that guardian angels for adults may be shy or reluctant to do.
Okay.
Those of us. So God has instructed the young people, let's encourage them to pray. Let's teach them to pray. Let's teach them to hear God's voice.
Right.
The book that I love called Patterson Prophet says, God speaks to us through three main ways. Number one, through providence. Number two, through conscience and conviction. Number three, through God's word. So let the children be taught God's word. Read the Bible stories to children. Tell them what God wants, God's word. Through providence, let them see and know that it is God who has given.
Right.
When they are eating, let the father and the mother say, thank you, Lord, for this food.
Yeah.
You are, in a way, training them to know that there is a God from
absolutely.
Whom...
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
When new clothes are bought, people are excited about Christmas. There's new clothes, there's good food on the table. Take time to kneel down and thank God. So that from a tender age, they know that good things come from God.
Absolutely.
And then through conviction, by teaching them right, you are training their conscience so that God is a pedestal.
I was just about to ask him, Mfundisi, the role of the parents. How can parents model resilience through their own challenges for their kids? I think you just answered it, but I'll give you an opportunity anyways.
When the family is going through problems,
yeah,
let not parents pretend like they're Superman.
Yeah.
Like they're this funny cartoon that now that we're talking about thematic children about kids, it's called, the guy is called... The guy is called the Spider-Man.
Okay.
Let not parents pretend to be Spider-Man.
Okay.
Who can solve all problems.
Mm.
When life is hard, when we have been pushed to a corner, let parents kneel down in prayer. To say, God, please come through for us. We have got this challenge.
Yeah.
As God comes in through for them, the child is also seeing.
Mm.
That God is coming through for my parents, my own father, who is my hero, relies on God. So even as they are growing, this is what we term training up a child from. Even when they also become parents, they will remember that my own parents trusted in God.
Mm.
Now I'm a parent. The clue is simple. I should also trust in God. So as parents are going through their challenges, if they want to train their children to be resilient, to go through challenges and not be broken, they should openly show that their confidence is also in God.
Yeah.
My conviction and my submission to you is that God honors faith and faith honors God. When you publicly challenge to say, there's a lot at stake.
Right.
The faith of the kids is at stake. You witness how God sets men free.
Mm.
You know? You witness how problems will be solved for the sake of the faith.
And the community, what about the community? What role does the community play in building a child's resilience and faith?
The community is very important because community is the build-up of families.
Right.
So once the family is right, once the correct principles are in the family, and each family does that, like your program has got so much following, even here in my country.
Okay.
Many people are listening to you right now. So if each family conforms to the correct principles and habits, then the community is made right. Let the communities respect that children are also learning.
Right.
They learn from what they see.
Yeah.
Let people behave responsibly. Speak words of kindness to one another.
Yeah.
Don't be even under wrong. Exercise forbearance. Be patient in the community. When you see someone who's blind, who's trying to cross the road, Let someone be ready to help them cross the road.
Right, right.
These are the things that kids are going to see.
Yeah.
You know, when someone is in problem, don't respond in a harsh way. Don't make the problem worse.
Right.
Even though we are not related biologically,
yeah,
but we belong to the same father.
Absolutely.
Even though our religions are different,
yeah,
but we worship the same God.
Absolutely.
Even though our educational backgrounds are different, but God expects us to be one. Simunye.
Yeah.
Simunye, oh, the spirit of Ubuntu.
That's right.
We belong to a broader community of human beings.
Absolutely.
And that is important. If I don't want to do it to you, if she doesn't want to do it to her, let's all do it for the sake of our children.
Final
who
question.
Are observing us day and night.
My last question. How do we help children understand setbacks now can be opportunities for growth. These bad things can be opportunities for growth. How do we do that? How do we help them realize that truth?
That's very true. Let practical life lessons be presented before them. If you want to jump high, no one, even you, the anchor of this program, if I ask you to jump up when you're standing still, you don't jump up until you go down first.
Right.
You know? And the lower you actually go to gain momentum to spring yourself up, the higher you go.
Right.
So sometimes setbacks and challenges should be presented to our children as a way of God setting you up for greater height.
Right.
There is no one who doesn't make mistakes.
Absolutely.
That correction, that 4 out of 20 in class should ignite you to work harder so that you enjoy the joys of getting 20 out of 20 when you're going hard. That
Beautiful.
Money which has been lost by mistake is going to help you to be careful with where you put your money and how much you keep it. So challenges should be presented as they are and opportunities. As long as we are alive, as long as there's breath within our nostrils, there is no limit to improvement.
All right. All right. That's it. That's our day for today, our daily focus. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time, for your insights. This week has been very edifying for me, and I hope for your listeners as well. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, and please enjoy your Sabbath tomorrow.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Ngosi Mfundisi.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.